Hashem to the Mishnah. And actually, it's quite a lengthy piece of Gemara, but it's not complicated. So let's try and do it if we can in one shot. You remember we've seen, we'd be literally going backwards and forwards with regard to this whole idea of Tevilas Ezra, and basically every possible opinion is really on the table. Every possible opinion is on the table. We've seen one opinion that says you need 40 saw. We've seen one opinion that says Tishokabin. We've seen, of course, the famous Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who did away with the whole Takonas Ezra completely. We've seen maybe a difference between a Choyla and a Bori. We've seen a difference between Oinus and Rotzin. So basically, every possible permutation is out there. And the Gemara will come with Hashem to a conclusion shortly. So the Gemara says, we're on the fourth line of the Gemara. Mechdi. Mechdi means, after all, let us see. Something is very, very strange over here. Kulu Amoroi, the Tanoi, all of the Amoroi and the Tanoim, they all seem to be in agreement with one thing, and that is, B'de'ezra Kamiflu. They're all busy debating this original Takana of Ezra. We do hold of it, we don't hold of it, what was it, who for, how much, etc., etc. So one second. The Nechzi, why can't we just have a look? Ezra, Heichi, Tikein, question mark. Well, why can't we just inquire what indeed did Ezra be Mesakein from the beginning? Now let's stop over here. What exactly is the Gemara's question? How can there be a raging debate about the Takanos Ezra? Why can't we just examine the archives and go to the Ezra HaSofer Museum and see what was the original Takan? Now, isn't that a bit of a strange question? I mean, we have machlokes in every daf and shas. Very often we use machlokes in discussion, was it this, was it that, was it somewhere in the middle? And we don't always ask this question, well, why don't we trace it to its source? So look at the top Tosfos. Tosfos says, Baharba Mokoimus, in many, many places, Gabeshara Takonis, with regard to other Takonis, Loi Parish Gemara. The Gemara doesn't ask this question. That's perfectly legitimate, perfectly understandable, but there's a machlekes. Was the Takana this way? Was it another way? So why all of a sudden is the Gemara getting so concerned and says, why don't you just have a look at the original Takana? The Gemara doesn't always ask this in every single place. Says the Gemara, says Tosfos, the answer is Eloshani Hocha. Here is different. Do you know why it's different? The Dovor Horogil Bechol Yoim Hu. We're not talking about a takana that you do once a year or twice a year or only in very rare circumstances. We're talking about something that surely happens every single day. Every single person has relations with his wife, becomes a Baal Keri. So clearly, this is a takana which exists and must be absolutely prevalent, thousands per day. That's why Al Kain Onu Zechurim. So surely we must remember what the original Takana was, and that's why the Gemara is asking the question. So Eino Chanami, with regard to a regular Takana, it could be there was a slight breakdown, as it were, in the Masaira. Was it this way? Was it that way? Nobody can quite remember how it was originally enacted. But a Takana, which is being enforced thousands of times per day, every day, it seems very bizarre that we wouldn't remember what was the original Takana. And that's why the Gemara is asking it, says Tosfos, Dafka over here. Says the Gemara on the fifth line, the Nechzi Ezra Heichi Tikin. Let's have a look. How did Ezra actually institute this takana from the outset? Which is another way of saying, why can't we trace the source and then there's no room for a machlokes anymore? Says the Gemara, you're right. Half of the takana was clear. Half of it was not clear, and that's why there's a machlokes. So the Gemara says, Omar Abaya. Ezra Tikein Labori. Ezra's takana pertained to somebody who is a bori, who's a healthy person, and also hamargil. Remember we had this word yesterday, hamargil means he willingly becomes a balkeri. So these two conditions were attached. Number one, he's a bori, he's not a chayla. Number two, he's margil rather than being an oinus. Under those circumstances, undoubtedly, the takana was mem sa'a. No question about it. Ubori le'oinsoi. Here I've only got one condition attached, because albeit that he's healthy, but it was not margil, it was an oinus. Then it was tishokabin. You're right. If you examine the archives and you trace the history of the takana of Ezra, undoubtedly, this is what you will discover. So, who was the takana for? It was a takana for a bori, and the only distinction that Ezra made was, if he's maragil, means it was barotzain, 40 saw, if it was ba'oinus, teishok kabin. Fine, that was the end of the takana. So why is now a big raging debate, says the Gemara. Va'asu amuroi. The amuroim have now come along and pligi, they're discussing b'choyle. That was not clearly enacted by Ezra. And that's why there is room for debate. So it's not just a breakdown in Masaira. Clearly, everybody remembers how the original takon of Ezra was introduced for a bori. If it's Barotzain, 40 saw. If it's Ba'oimus, Teishok Kabin, no question about it. The discussion is if it is a choyle. That's where there is room for discussion. Marasova, one opinion holds that choyle hamargil is kabori hamargil. One opinion said it makes no difference. If you are a margil, which means he had had relations with his wife, he did not become a balkeri by accident, then it makes no difference whether he's a bori or a choyle. The halacha is 40 saw. And the choyle la'oinsoi is kabori la'oinsoi. In other words, one opinion says we simply do not distinguish between a choyle and a bori. It all depends on one factor, not on your state of health, but rather on whether you became a baal keri hamargil willingly or la'oinsoi. And a choyle is exactly the same as the bori. That's one opinion. Umar Sava, that no, everything is downgraded one rung for a choyle. Choyle hamargil is kabori la'oinsoi. The second opinion says we have rachmonos on a choyle, even though it was rogel, but because he's unwell, we give him the status of a bori, who is an oinus, which means you only need teisho kabin. And furthermore, in turn, the choyle la'oinsoi, if he's got everything working in his favor, not only is he unwell, but it was also ba'oinus, then potter miklum. Now you remember, that was a discussion we saw yesterday. Remember, says Rav Nachman put the barrel outside the Beis HaMedrash, we're trying to work out, was there any use for it or not? So if you hold that choyle la'oinsoi, it's only a bori, a margil. But it's chayev, the Gemara discussed whether there's any purpose for this or not. So the Gemara is now explaining because there's actually a discussion. So nobody debates what the original takana was. If you're a bori, then it all depends on whether it was margil or oinus, 40 saw or not. The discussion is the choyle the same or is the choyle downgraded one level? Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, I disagree with that entire approach. Why? Nehi, even though the ticking Ezra Tvila, comma, Nasina me ticking. Ezra instituted Tvila. But Nasina, remember we discussed yesterday, Nasina means placing the water on the person, Teshor Kabin. Did Ezra ever address that? The Ha'omar Mar, didn't Mar once say, Ezra Tikin Tvila, underline the word Tvila, the Bale Karian. So it's quite clear, if you want to know what was the original Takana of Ezra, it was not Nasinas Mai, it was Tvila. So how can you suggest that right from the outset, Ezra distinguished between Maragil and Oinus, whether you need 40 saw or Teisha Kabin? Surely Ezra Sofer only ever discussed dipping into a mikveh, Tvila, not Teisha Kabin of Nesina. Therefore, says Rava, I would see the picture very differently. Ela Omar Rava. Ezra Tikain Tvila Labori Hamargil Mem Sa'a period. Not like the first approach where Ezra made a distinction. Ezra did not make any distinction. He said, a Bori Hamargil needs 40 Sa'a period. He never ever legislated for Teisha Kabin. The Osu Rabbonon. It was the rabbis afterwards, at a later stage, the Hitkinu, and they instituted Labori La'oinsai Tes Kabin. So the first approach says that there was Ezra A and Ezra B. Ezra A was for a Maravil 40 Saw, and Ezra B was for a Oinas Teshok Kabin. And Robert says, I'm sorry, there was no A or B. There was only Ezra A. Ezra instituted Tvila in a mikveh 40 Saw for whoever's a Bori HaMaragil. That's the end of the Takona. What you called Ezra B is not Ezra at all. Rather, it is the Rabbonon. So I agree with you in principle. There are two different Takonas now. There's one Takona for a Bori HaMaragil 40 saw, and there's a takana for a Bori Loin Soi Teisha Kabin, but it's not Ezra. That's a later development with the Rabbonon. And now, yes, indeed, we can have a discussion. What about a Choyla? And that's what he says. Va'osu Amoroim. So this is now the third stage. Stage one was Ezra, stage two with the Rabbonon, and stage three with the Amoroim in the Gemara. The Amoraim came to come miflagi b'choyla, and they once again had a discussion. What about a choyla? Mar sova choyla hamargil is kabari hamargil. The choyla loinsai is kabari loinsai. One opinion says we do not make any distinction between a bari and a choyla, and a mar sova we do. That a choyla is downgraded. Umar sova the bari hamargil. It's true mem so. Is kabari la'oinsai, which means teisha kabin, aval choyla la'oinsai potter miklum. Okay, so in the final analysis, Moirav Raboisa, we're finally now going to see halacha lemaisa. You'd be very happy to see this. We have a big discussion. Everybody agrees. Bori hamargil, Ezra instituted 40 saw. There was another takona, either by Ezra himself or by the Rabbonon, that if it's a bari la'oinsai, then teishor kabin. And there's a discussion, is the choyla the same, or choyla is downgraded one stage. So what is the halacha la'maisa? Omar Rava, hilchasa, bari hamargil, va choyla hamargil, arboim sa'o. If you're a marigil, relations with the wife, willingly, not ba'oinas, we do not make a distinction between a bori and a chayla, 40 sa'a. Ubori la'oinsai tishor kabin, aval chayla la'oinsai potter miklum. Now, here comes the $64 million question. If this is the final line of the Gemara and it's the Hilchasa, so why do we not do this? None of us were taught when we got married or afterwards that after relations with the wife, the next day you have to go into a mikvah. According to what we've just learned, that should be the halacha. If somebody is a bori and marigil, he willingly became a Baal Keri, then he has to go into a mikvah of 40 sa'ah, and Tesha Kabin wouldn't even help. So why have we never heard of this until today? So look at Rashi. On the fourth line, Omarava Hilchasa, Aplukta de Amaroi, who the Posak Rava, the Pligi Aliba de Rabbonon. Rava is just taking position with regard to the machloikas that we mentioned. But is that the halacha lemaisa? Says Rashi, mihu, however, hashta, nowadays, anan, k'Rabbi Yehuda, ben Beseira, nahaginon. And that is the halacha lemaisa. We are noyeg like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, k'da'omar Rav Nachman Lael, Rav Nachman Bayitzchok Basra Hava. What does it mean, Basra? He's a later authority. We go with his opinion. The final halacha in this rather complicated backwards and forwards sugya is that halacha lemaisa is like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, which is that Takonas Ezra was bottled. Now, are there people ad hayom hazeh who are machmir? For sure. Are you mechuyev to be machmir? Absolutely not. We'll see later on in Tosfos as well. Tosfos also says this is halacha. In fact, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, I believe it's in Siman Pei Ches, Shulchan Aruch says quite clearly, somebody who becomes a Baal Keri, whether willingly or not, does not need to go into the mikveh, whether it is for davening, learning, kriya shema, brachas. If somebody wants to be machmir, fine and well. But there are indeed those who are machmir for what's called Tevilas Ezra. But now that we have learned the sugya, we see even though the Gemara says that is the halacha, the Rashi says that is not our minhag. Our minhag is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira.
It's interesting you refer to it as what our minhag is. I mean, I never would have thought that halacha is a matter of minhag.
Yeah, but we do say that actually, because there is a famous line in the Gemara in Yerushalmi that says, minhag oiker halacha. Minhag oiker halacha. The minhag of Yisrael is absolutely of paradigm importance. And if there is a certain custom prevalent across the board, then that's the way we go with. But especially in this case, where Rashi explains why that is the minhag, because that's what Rav Nachman said, and Rav Nachman is the final authority. And we always go with the final halachic authority. Okay, says the Gemara in the final stretch. Not sure if we'll be able to finish it today. Maybe we will. Tomer Rabbanon, Baal Keri, Shenosnu Alof Teisho Kabin Maim, Toher. This is another opinion now. A Baal Keri, Teisho Kabin, would work. Bamer Dvarim Amurim. When is that? That's only la'atzmoi. As Rashi says, if he's learning Torah by himself. Avol la'acherim. But if it is to teach Torah to other people, then we are more machmir. Arbo'im sa'ah. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, some cryptic words. Mem sa'ah mikol mokoim. You always need mem sa'ah. What did he mean? Did he mean to say that there is no difference between la'atzmoy and la'acherim? You always need 40 sa'ah. So let's see. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, one pair. Verb Elazar, Verb Yesi B'Chanina, another pair. Chad Mehaizuga, V'chad Mehaizuga. One pair and one pair, they each commented on a different part of what we just mentioned. Aresha, they first commented on the Resha, this distinction that the Tanakama made between Atzmoy and Acherim. Chad Omar, Ho the Omrit, that which we said, that Bameh Dvarim Amurim La'atzmoy, Avla Acherim Memso, that which we made a distinction between whether he's learning Torah by himself or he's teaching it to others. Loishanu, that only refers to El Lechoyle Hamargil. That's only with regard to a choyle. Avla Lechoyle Le'oinsoy. Teisha Kavim. But a choyle Le'oinsoy always only ever needs Teisha Kavim whether he's learning Torah by himself or for Acherim. And one disagreed. V'chad Omar that no, kol la'achirim afilu choyle lo'intzoy. It doesn't matter. We are always more machmir when you're teaching Torah to the rabbin. You've got to be more pure. Ad de'ikah mem. So you've always got to have 40 sol. And then they attack the sefer. V'chad mehaizuga v'chad mehaizuga as sefer. They then, one from each pair, made comment on the Sefer. Rabbi Yehuda says that you need Mem Sa B'chol Mokoyim. What did he mean? Chad Omar once said that Hod Omar Rabbi Yehuda Mem Sa B'chol Mokoyim Loishonu Ela B'karka. That's only if the Tevila is in the Karka. But if it is B'keilim, Loi, then you would not need 40 Sa. If you're going to go into a boyer in the karka, then you would need 40 sol. V'chad omar that no, afilu b'kelim nami. The other opinion says no, Rabbi Yehuda required 40 sol under all circumstances, with the obvious question being, after all, Rabbi Yehuda did say, arboim sol b'chol mokoyim, that sounds very inclusive. So the Gemara asks this question now. If you hold that Rabbi Yehuda never distinguished whether you're learning Torah for yourself or for others, whether a karaka or a kelim, it makes no difference. So then I understand Hainu Diktani Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Memsa Mikol Mokoyim. What does it mean, Mikol Mokoyim? In all circumstances. El Olaman Doma, but according to the opinion that says Bekarka in, comma. But Bekelim Loi. So what did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says Mikol Mokoyim La'asuye Maim? What's he coming to include? He's trying to, definitely sounds like he's saying 40 saw in all cases, but it's not in all cases because you just said it only in Karka, not in Kelim. The answer is he's coming to include La'asuye Maim Shu'uvim. Remember we had a discussion whether Tfilas Ezra you need a fully blown kosher mikvah of rainwater, or could you even have water that comes sitting in a kli? So when Rabbi Yehuda says mikol mokoyim, he meant 40 sa, even if it's mayim shu'uvim. That's what he meant to include. Says the Gemara in conclusion, Rav Papa, v'Rav Huna b'Rei de Rabbi Yeshua, v'Rava bar Shmuel, kricha, rifta, they were eating bread, bahodi hadodi. They were eating bread together. Then it came to benching. Omele Rav Papa. There was a whole discussion. Who should be the one to lead the benching? Havu li ledidi livroich. Give me the benching. Denofel ilavoi teskabim, because I've had teskabim poured over me. So I'm definitely toher. I should be the one to bench. Amalahu Rava Bar Shmuel Tanina. Surely we said Bamedvar Mamurim La'atzmoy Avalachirim Memsa. But if ever you want to be might see others, you want to teach others, or you want to bench for others, and Teisha Kavim is not enough. So if I'm sorry, you cannot bench. Elohavu Lilididi, you should rather give it to me. Livroich Denofililavoy Arboim Sa, because I've had 40 Sa over me. Which is, of course, a very strange lashon. You don't pour 40 sa over everybody. Rashi says immediately, look at Rashi. the nofel ilavoi lav dafka. It cannot be literally translated. Elo tovalti b'memso. That's what it means. I've dipped in memso. So surely I'm the one who qualifies best to bench on everybody's behalf. Amalu Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, no, I'm sorry, it's neither of you. You should give me to bench. Why? The leke ilavoi, because nothing over me, loy hai veloy hai. I've had neither test cabin nor memsa. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Loy hai veloy hai. Loy hutsrachti. I never necessitated it in the first place. Loy zu veloy bezu shaloy roisi keri, because I didn't become a bal keri in the first place. You two become a bal keri and now you're trying to fix it up. Test cabin, memsa. Surely I should be the one to bench because I didn't become a bal keri in the first place. Says the Gemara, finally, Rav Choma Tovil B'mali Yoima D'Pischa. Rav Choma used to tovil on Erev Pesach, L'hoitzi Rabim Yidei Chayvosim, because he wanted to be moitzi people with their chiyuv. Which chiyuv? Maybe on Pesach, the Haggadah Shel Pesach, maybe. Says the Gemara, but B'les Hilchas HaKavosei. But the halacha is not like that. What does that mean? So look at the last Rashi. V'les hilchus ha-kevosei, t'chihechi d'la'atzmoy b'nasina, l'acherim nami b'nasina. Because we don't make a distinction. Nasina teisha kabin would have been perfectly sufficient. Inami, alternatively, again, Rashi says what he says before, d'kaim along k'rvidim ha-beseira. We anyway hold the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And if we hold the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the whole Takonas Ezra is not applicable anymore. So it's all very nice that he went to the mikvah on Erev Pesach, but halachically, again, according to our minig, it was totally unnecessary to do so. Look at the second Tosfos. The less Hilchus HaKavosei, the halacha is not like Rav Chama, it's the same as Rashi. The Tvila b'chol yoim arba'im so'o. We don't hold like Rav Chama that you need to do Tvila on a regular case for his so'o. Elo afilu la'acherim, even to you might see others with their chiev, nami sagi b'tisho kabin. Tisho kabin would be absolutely sufficient. Or inami, this is like Rashi again, perhaps hachi pirushay. Or maybe this is what it means. V'les hilchasa kevosei. The halacha is not like him. Forget Teisho Kabin, forget Memso'o, forget for himself, forget for others. Elo, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Da'oma, Divrei Torah, Ein, Mekablim, Tuma. Finished. Now, the Yesh Meforashim says, Tosis, there is an opinion that holds that Dafka the Torah. Avol Litvila, Sorich Tvila. Some make a distinction between Torah and Tefillah. Upirish ri deloishno. No, sorry, I disagree. There is actually no distinction whatsoever. Finally, says Tosfos, v'hatovel be'erev yom ha-kippurim ein loy levorich. Even though the general minhag is to tovel on Erev Yom HaKippurim, and there are actually opinions who say you should make a bracha, but Tosfos clearly says that no, you should not, and not only that, for Hamavarech, if you do make a bracha, I'm afraid to tell you, have a bracha levatala. Okay, well, we have a couple of minutes left. Maybe we should just have a look in Shulchan Aruch. Have a look in Chelek Aleph. I'm just going to get my Mishnah Berurah a second. Okay, so I believe it's in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman. I think it's Peches. Have a look at the Shulchan Aruch Peches, where he says as follows: Kol Hatmeim Koirin B'Torah. Essentially, anybody who's Tomei is allowed to recite Torah. The Koirin Kriya Shema Umispalim. Torah, Kriya Shema, and Tefillah, no problem. Chutz mi Balkeri. Besides for the Balkeri, Shehoitziyuhu Ezra Mikol Hatmeim. Remember, Ezra made a special rule for a Balkeri. And if you remember what the Gemara said, the reason why he did this was to encourage people not to have relations with their wives too often. The Osroi and Ezra instituted that it's forbidden. Bein b'divrei Torah, bein b'kriya shema, v'tfila ad sheyitvol. Why did he do so? Kedei sheloi yiu talmidei chachamim, metzuyin eitzel neshoiseyem katar negoilim. They should not be commonly with their wives like chickens. However, v'achar kach botloi. But at a later stage, the takona of Ezra was nisbatel. Bokloys a takona veheemidu hadovo al hadin, and they put the dovo back to the ikar hadin without the takona of Ezra. Sha'af balkeri muta b'divrei Torah, v'kriya shma v'tfila b'loy tvila. Ubeloi rechitza de tisho kabin, no tvila necessary, no tisho kabin necessary, v'chein poshat haminug. And that is the general minug. Now, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, you've got in base, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'chakach botloi mikol mokoi, misha yiritza, if somebody wants to practice this, linoig v'litboil, tovoi, a love bracha, then you'll certainly be zeichet to a bracha. Have a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel. Why did they indeed mevatel is takona shehoisav gezeira she'ein roiv hatzibur yicholim lamoid bo? It was a takona that was just simply too hard for the tzibur to withstand. Ubakluah mishum bittel teira mishum bittel perivrivya, which we saw in the Gemara. It was just causing less learning and less perivrivia, and it was just considered to be totally non-implementable. He does say in the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Dalet, that the minig is to be lenient, or mikol mokoim yesh anshei maisa. What does it mean, anshei maisa? There are those people, very worthy people, Shanoyagin, they do have the custom of takonazu, the toivlin is atzmoy lekarian, and if ever they become a balkari after having relations, and they do toivl, the imkosha aleim atvila, then at least roichzen is atzmoy b'teisho kabin. However, the kosvu ha'achroinim, as we just saw before, sha'arboim so'o mayim sh'uvim, is also ksherim l'tvila zu. Then there's a whole discussion exactly how do you go about doing the Teisho Kabin. As I mentioned, this was a very, very commonly asked Shaila this time last year, or Yom Neroi, people wanted to go to the mikveh before Yom Kippur, etc., etc. We must never make a mistake, Chas v'Sholem. The whole Takana of Teisho Kabin is only as a replacement for Takanas Ezra. Because remember, after all said and done, I think we've discovered every single possibility and permutation, but the takana of Ezra is not me'ikah hadin. As the Shulchan Aruch says, me'ikah hadin, somebody who's tomei, whatever tumah makes no difference, is allowed to say Torah, Kriya Shema, Tefillah. Ezra then instituted, not the din, he made a special takana for reasons we just discussed, that a Baal Keri should not say Kriya Shema. So you should do a mikvah. So that's why there's plenty of leniencies. It could be shu'ubim, you could perhaps do it teshokabim, but chas v'sholem, we should never make a mistake. somebody who is really tamei and needs tevila in a mikveh, so a woman who becomes tamei on nidon, she needs to be tevila in a mikveh, chas v'shalom, would never, ever, ever be mekel in mayim she'uvin or teisha kabin. Nobody in a billion years would ever suggest that mayim she'uvin is a replacement for a mikveh, or that teisha kabin is a replacement for a mikveh. It's only a replacement for the takana of Ezra, which is not me'ika hadin. Either way, the final analysis is quite clear. Halacha l'maisa, as we see, the takana of Ezra was bottle. If somebody wants to practice this way, then ashrei chelko v'tovi lo brocha, but he is not mechuyev to do so. And this is where we'll hold it. But Ezra Hashem, I think today was the last session this month. Baruch Hashem, we've done a number of dafim, very, very halacha l'maisa, most of it with kriya shema and tefillah. I guess we'll be taking a little bit of a break over Bein Hazmanim, time for us to catch up on Chazorah. I've got to do Chazorah, the Inyonim I've been doing in Koilel. I look forward to Bein Hazmanim the whole year. That's when I do my Chazorah. So I would recommend we should all try and do Chazorah on Brachas and Be'ez Hashem. Next month we'll continue from this Mishnah on Daf Chof Beis on the Beis.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Feel good.
Thank you.
Call. Finish a basic.